Maryland voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2022 legalizing the use of recreational marijuana. In all, 24 states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational cannabis. Governor Moore said the pardons are meant to reverse the harmful impacts of the past war on drugs. He says because of broken policies, there's a long history of government and society weaponizing disparities against the Black community.
We're talking about tools that have led to the mass incarceration of Black men and boys. We're talking about tools that have led to restricted access to jobs and housing in minority communities. We're talking about tools that have led to an 8-to-1 racial wealth gap in our state. Because we know we do not get to an 8-to-1 racial wealth gap because one group is working 8 times harder.
The pardons do not release anyone currently incarcerated on marijuana charges and does not expunge past drug convictions from a criminal record. Moore and supporters of the pardon say they will, however, help lift barriers for housing, employment, and/or educational opportunities. Anthony Brown is Maryland's Attorney General. He says 71% of Maryland's prison population is Black, but only 31% of Maryland residents are Black. He said these pardons will help reduce that number.
Your action today is about equity. It's about racial justice. While the order applies to all who meet its criteria, the impact is a triumphant victory for African Americans and other Marylanders of color who were disproportionately arrested, convicted, and sentenced for actions yesterday that are lawful today.
Shiloh Jordan is with the Center for Urban Families in Baltimore. He said he'd been fired from his job on his second day for a minor cannabis charge found on his record after dropping out of college. Governor Moore says even though Shiloh Jordan has gone back to college and is doing work in the community, he still has the cannabis conviction on his record. Moore says legalization and pardons does not mean a complete victory.
Legalization does not erase the fact that nearly half of all drug arrests in Maryland during the early 2000s were for cannabis. It doesn't erase the fact that Black Marylanders were 3 times more likely to be arrested for cannabis than white Marylanders before legalization. It doesn't erase the fact that having a conviction on your record means a harder time with everything.
The governor's office said it should take about 2 weeks for the state to update its conviction records with the new pardons. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.